ready, Jesse?
Oh, absolutely. You got everything packed?
I think so.
A heavy down jacket?
Oh, you bet. It's going to be cold.
I have a sunscreen and swim trunks.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot.
Microphone and recording equipment.
Yeah, I think I got it all. We're all set.
I think there's just one last thing. We need to bring our listeners along.
Oh, right. Hi, Odyssey fans. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Jesse and I are about to set off on a journey unlike any we've ever taken before.
You probably know that we have Adventures in Odyssey Club members around the world.
83 countries and territories and counting.
But you probably don't know that a few of those countries only have one club member. Well, at least for now.
Well, today we're going to visit some of those places. Countries with only one Adventures in Odyssey Club member. We'll hear from fans all over the world about the countries where they live, how they started listening to Odyssey, and how the program has touched their lives.
So it's going to be fun, educational, and inspiring. Kind of like Adventures in Odyssey itself.
And how are we going to travel to these countries, you ask? Well, how else?
The Imagination Station, of course. Are you ready? Let's go, because you never know what could happen when we have an Adventures in Odyssey podcast. I've always wanted to say that.
Well, push the red button and let's get going.
All right. Wow, that was awesome. You know, I can't believe we've gone almost 350 podcasts and never used the Imagination Station before.
I can see why the kids love it at Wits End.
So where are we now?
Well, our first stop is in Europe. We're about to meet Lisa and Joe, the only Adventures in Odyssey Club members in the country of Lithuania.
Well, it's so cool to have you on the podcast, because I don't think we've ever gone overseas, and especially we've never gone to Lithuania, so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
We've got Sarah, Rebecca, and Caleb, along with Joe and Lisa. And Sarah, you're 10, Rebecca, you're 12, and Caleb, you're 13. So you guys have been listening for a little while then?
Yes, around 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And we understand that you guys are academic missionaries in Lithuania. What is an academic missionary?
So our mom and dad teach and work at LCC International University. They try to be witnesses for Christ, and they do different jobs around campus. My dad is a professor, and then they also do various things, like they lead a church service on campus, and then they have a kids' Bible study.
Wow. So what's a typical day for each of you in Lithuania?
We wake up, and then we go to school from 8 to, like, 3 in the afternoon. And then we come home, and then sometimes we have piano lessons, and then we just relax for the rest of the day. Like,
and we do your homework too.
Oh yeah, we do our homework.
Homework, yeah. See, that's worldwide, I believe.
Yeah, Rebecca was going to forget the homework.
But, yeah, exactly. You can try, but it's still there.
So tell us why you joined the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
So as far as I know, Mom and Dad gave it to us as a Christmas present around 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked it so much that we just kept.
Well, we're happy to hear that.
Well, what's your favorite part of being in the club?
It does kind of help us feel connected, because we hear about, like, what's life like in America, like at school, since our school is almost completely different.
Uh-huh.
What surprises you when you hear about American schools?
Well, this doesn't have to do so much with school.
Uh-huh.
But I wondered how the kids can, you know, go to what's in every day and buy, like, ice cream.
Now, how have you seen God use Adventures in Odyssey in your lives? Like, how has it maybe drawn you closer to God, or maybe some kind of insight or encouragement that you've gotten from the show?
Adventures in Odyssey is really encouraging for us, because it shows how people can live out biblical principles in everyday life.
Mm.
Like, 2 days ago, we listened to the episode Opposite Day that talks about friendship. That's just really handy, like, when you're navigating cross-cultural friendships and that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Have you been able to introduce Odyssey to any of your friends at school?
No.
Because it's in English.
They don't speak English.
I can just say, as a parent, that we appreciate Adventures in Odyssey just for the chance for our kids to connect with fictitious, but fictitious real-life kids who are living out real issues and failing much of the time, but still having a strong Christian voice is important for us.
Well, we have had a great time talking with you folks and visiting Lithuania, even briefly.
It's a pleasure speaking with you as well.
Yes, it really is.
Oh, we hate to cut this short, but it's time to head to our next country. And you'll be glad you packed your deep-knit babushka for this one.
Let's go. Through the door.
Whoa. Did I mention that I get motion sick? Because I don't think I'm going to get used to this machine.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get used to this altitude. I mean, Colorado's one thing, Jesse, but look around. We're in the Himalayan Mountains, the highest in the world. Let's talk to Luke and Jamie and their kids, the only club members in the country of Nepal. We appreciate you guys talking to us from Nepal, and of course the kids, Paul and Jason and Abby, with you. And you guys have been club members now for how long?
A little over a year, I think.
When did you start listening to Adventures in Odyssey?
I think I was 10 years old, and we had the cassette of The Cross of Cortez, and we listened to it like 800 times until it fell apart.
I've been listening since I was a kid as well.
Well, we understand that you are missionaries in Nepal. Tell us what a typical day looks like for you.
Abby's going to take this question. Come on, Abby.
No, she's too shy.
She's got the giggles.
Okay, maybe Jason wants to try. Oh, boy.
All right, Paul.
Paul, it's your turn.
Yes, Paul will step up as the eldest.
A typical day is where we wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then we come downstairs, sit by the heater. My mom cooks us breakfast, and then my dad calls us to the table for devotions.
Wonderful. You mentioned, Paul, that you kind of bundle up in the mornings in Nepal. It is pretty cold in Nepal, isn't it?
The worst part is we don't have central heating. And so it's kind of like inside the concrete walls, it's like a cave type effect.
What are some differences that maybe our American listeners would like to know, the differences between Nepal and the United States?
Ooh.
The first thing that you notice when you step off the airplane here in Nepal is the crazy traffic. You also see monkeys everywhere. One time I was maybe 15 feet away from a monkey. That was a safe distance. And one ran over and bit my hand.
Wow.
Sometimes they climb on our house and we have to shoo them away.
So how did you end up in Nepal?
It was mostly learning about the Tibetan people. Of course, Lord works through many different ways, because to get into Tibet, China is almost impossible. But we found that there's an open door here in Nepal to get to the Tibetan people. So we live, actually, we're surrounded by Tibetan neighbors who have come either out of Tibet or from the Himalaya Mountains that are just across the border from Tibet itself.
That's fascinating. And are you guys homeschooled? We have so many homeschoolers who do listen to Odyssey and, of course, read Clubhouse Magazine. Or do you guys go to a school outside the home?
We go to school.
Oh. Okay, so they go to a Christian school an hour away, but they used to homeschool all the way up to just about a year ago.
It surprises me that you have a Christian school in Nepal. Is that common?
It's not common, but there's a small children's home that's also a ministry of a church, a local church, and then they started a Christian school, so we're happy about it.
Yeah, and do they teach in English, or is it different languages?
It's all in English. You're not allowed to speak in Nepali.
Ah.
Why not? Why won't they let you do it?
Because they want to teach you English.
Oh, okay.
They have a lot of Nepali students there, so they're trying to get the Nepali students to speak English.
Ah.
Gotcha.
With Adventures in Odyssey, I just wanted to find out, who's your favorite character?
It's Wooten.
What do you love about Wooten?
That he always eats candy.
He's got a sweet tooth, that's for sure.
Okay, Abby, we have to get your voice on the podcast.
Who's your favorite?
They won't
I don't
see.
Have a favorite.
Oh.
What do you like about Odyssey?
It's fun and interesting.
I like that.
You know, club members learned a little about Nepal in the adventure Where Your Treasure Is. I'd love to know what you thought of that episode.
The one where they had the memorized verses and then they got like swords and they flooded the prison and
right,
stuff.
Right, yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Did you like learning about Ashmita? Yeah. She's a real person in Nepal.
She is? Yeah.
She's inspired by a real person.
Well, we've been to the prison. We saw the place where the prison is.
You have?
I still live near it. It's in the middle of a choke, which is...
A choke is an intersection.
An intersection.
That's an interesting word for it.
Yes, it is. Probably.
I'm going to have to start calling them that out here. That's kind of the way I feel when I get into one.
It's very descriptive.
Yes. So is there anything else about Nepal that... We heard about the monkeys. What about the food?
I like the momos, which is... It's like a dumpling wrapped up in with some vegetables inside dough. And
that sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
But it tastes better.
I believe it. And what kind of sports do you like, or what games?
They have a toy here called a chungi. It's a rubber band stuck together. Yeah, chungi is just all these rubber bands and then one broken rubber band tying them all together. There's one game where they throw it up and bounce it on their foot.
Mm-hmm.
And they also play a game called Bomb Blast, where you throw the chungi in the air and then everybody throws it at each other and tries to catch it and get everybody out.
And do you play that at school?
Sometimes.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Okay, I have to ask you this about Nepal, because in researching where your treasure is, and I ran into something about the Yeti. You haven't encountered a Yeti out there, have you?
Not Yeti.
Not Yeti? That was good, Luke.
But there's a lot of yakking going on here, I'll tell you that. There are a lot of yaks. That's bad.
No, it's not. It's wonderful. This podcast does need more dad jokes. It's been so interesting to talk with you. But Luke, is there anything that you'd want our listeners to know before we go?
We just really, really would like to take this opportunity to beg of the people listening to pray for the Tibetan people. Their famous slogan is Free Tibet. We know that only the gospel will bring true lasting freedom to any soul.
Well, God bless you guys. Thanks so much for being part of the club.
Thank you all, too, for all the work that you do.
And keep the episodes coming. It really, really brightens our day and encourages us here on the other side of the world. Thank you so much for your ministry.
Now it's time to travel 1,500 miles south to an island nation in the Indian Ocean.
I can't wait. Let's go.
Getting used to those doors, Jesse?
I think I'll get used to them just in time for the end of our travels. You know, but I have to say, it's a whole lot warmer here.
And easier to breathe. Let's talk to Tanya, the only club member in the country of Sri Lanka. Hey there, Tanya. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's our pleasure, and it's wonderful to be on the island nation of Sri Lanka, off the coast of India, correct?
Correct, yes. We're small, but we have big smiles and huge hearts, I think.
So were you born in Sri Lanka, or were you originally from somewhere else?
Yes, I'm completely born and bred Sri Lankan.
So how did you get introduced to Adventures in Odyssey?
My daughter got a gift of the book Darien's Rise, and she wanted me to get the rest of the books. So we were looking all over, and we found that there was this club that was advertised on one of the back pages. And so when I Googled it, I found all this other stuff and the audios, and we just completely got hooked.
So Tanya, you and your husband, Johan, have three children. How old are they?
So my eldest is 13 years old, and the other two are 10 and 7 years old.
Tell us a little bit about how Adventures in Odyssey has been a blessing in their lives.
So it's been really nice, because we had one time one of their Sunday school teachers visit Uganda. And so when she was in Uganda, we listened to the podcast about how Wharton and Mr. Whitaker go to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been really nice. And even recently, we were listening to The Ties That Bind. And that series was really amazing. And it really helped with some of the things that the kids are dealing with right now.
Are your kids still reading through other Adventures in Odyssey books or Kids Bureau?
I got the devotionals, the 90-minute devotionals that has been put out, I think, in the early 90s.
Yep.
But any old stuff, you can always send across here, small advertisement.
Yeah, hey.
Well, as a club member, this month you're going to get a chance to be the first to read Imagination Station number 25, which is called Poison at the Pump. We're going to be sharing the entire book in the club, so hopefully your children will enjoy that.
As we've talked with other families in different countries, it's been interesting, especially for our Odyssey listeners, to find out what a typical day is in the life of for the child. So talk about your kids and what their typical day would be.
A weekday would be that they leave home by about 6:45 so that they can get to school by 7:30. Many kids go for classes, or, you know, like it might be sports or music. An average child possibly gets home by about 6.
Wow.
And goes to sleep by about 8:39, like my kids are right now.
What are the biggest sports in Sri Lanka?
The biggest sport is cricket. We have a really good national team, which won a couple of World Cups. The national sport is football, but they're not anywhere near the big guys.
Are you near the coast or are you somewhere inland?
We are by the coast, so we get to drive by the sea every day when we go to school. It's very therapeutic and calming and very nice.
I have a question for you, Tanya, that relates to sort of the spiritual environment there in Sri Lanka. Of course, about 70% of the people are Buddhist. First of all, you can give us an idea of how Buddhism is different from Christianity. And the fact that you're a Christian family in that environment has created some challenges and maybe even some opportunities.
Well, Christianity is a relationship, right? You know, we really have a really good relationship with Jesus and he walks and talks with us. But Buddhism is a philosophy. It's a way of life. So you have to study the Dhamma. That's like rules and different standards that has been given. And it's all about trying to do good and be good, because otherwise you might be born into a worse life, like a frog or something like that. We've just had a new government coming in, and they do not give a lot of freedom for other religions. You know, if you go and try and talk to people and invite them, sometimes it could be deemed unethical conversion, and they might report you. It's not too bad, but in the rurals, it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the Buddhist priests coming and threatening, and it's not always a lot of freedom to exercise your own personal religious preferences, but you do have more freedom in the city. And that's why I think it's really important that, especially for our children and us, we shine our lights for Jesus through what we do, what we say, how we behave. That kind of thing is more, I think, how we can be a Christian rather than talk Christianity and also end up getting into trouble.
And we are so glad you're there, that the Lord is using you the way that he is, and that we, as Adventures in Odyssey, can be a support to you.
You talked about hope, and I just wanted to find out how you've seen God use Adventures in Odyssey. Is there like a specific episode that your kids listened to that created a family discussion or something that you can remember, or a character that your kids just relate to and can watch them go through something and learn from them?
Well, starting with my husband, you know, he really has one tagline that he picked up from one of the episodes. It says, people see the price in everything, but the value of nothing. Mm. And my oldest, she's into sports and very much about what people say. So I think sometimes, even though she disagrees that Olivia is like her, sometimes we see similarities, and I know it kind of hits her heart. So my son absolutely dotes on Wooten. He just loves him. And so he does the whole Wooten's like, woohoo, and all of that. I know my second daughter was really taken up with the Like a Good Neighbor episode, where Olivia made these things and wanted to try and be a good neighbor. And so she was like saying, you know, maybe we should be like that. And in Sri Lanka, we don't really have a good neighborhood family kind of atmosphere. They're definitely not going to take any food we might give them, but I was like, sure, let's start by praying for them, and you know, a little bit of this and that we tried.
Well, Tanya, it has been awesome to hear your heart, to hear about your life, and to hear how Odyssey has encouraged your family. You've certainly encouraged us today, so thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for all you do. We are blessed by y'all, so God bless you too.
Where to next, Jesse?
Oh, we're crossing another ocean and heading to another hemisphere. Here we go. And here we are in South America. The Andes Mountains are to the east and the Pacific Ocean is to the west.
Now let's meet Pablo and his family. Pablo is the only club member in Chile. Well, we're excited, Pablo, that you and your family are with us today on the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We are very excited for the opportunity.
Can you maybe have everyone there introduce themselves?
Sure. I'll start with my wife here.
I'm Cheryl.
I'm Ray. I'm 11.
I'm Amanda, the oldest, at 15.
I'm Mikey. I'm 7.
My name is Pablo.
Now, Cheryl, you are not originally from Chile, but Pablo is. Can you explain how the two of you met?
Yes, my parents are Canadians. I was born in Canada, but I moved with them to Chile when I was 2.5 years old. And they've been in Chile ever since.
We met when we were like 6 years old.
Okay.
The first time we saw each other. She went to Canada for college and she came back and we got married in 2002.
After I was 10 years out of the country.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, Pablo, we know that Adventures in Odyssey can be kind of an all-consuming adventure once you start listening. And I understand that once when you're visiting Canada, maybe Odyssey sort of misguided you a little bit.
Yeah. Actually, I was driving in Toronto and I was following a friend. And at the same time, I was listening to Two Brothers and Bernard. And at some point, I realized that I was following the wrong car. I was so concentrated in the story. This car stopped in a hotel. I said, this is not my friend.
So how has it been more convenient, perhaps, for you to travel and have the club along with you? Do you use the mobile app?
We went to the States for 3 years. I went to do some studies in Wheaton College. And one of the first things I did was join into the club. And we're very happy that we can maintain it now that we're in Chile.
Visiting you here at this camp, it's quite warm. So talk about how maybe life is different for you guys living in Chile compared to maybe, you know, Canada or even when you were at Wheaton College.
Well, for one, people are a lot more relaxed. So in Wheaton, for example, you say, let's meet at 10 and 10 on the dot. But here, let's meet at 10, it's like 15 minutes late.
Or more. Or they just don't show up.
And it's kind of nice that I had the experience of both, because in the States I had the experience, it's like all nicely scheduled, but then here you can get like a bit of like chill. So
if you happen to come to Chile, I'll just let you know that the custom is to kiss the other person on the cheek. So just so you're prepared.
Okay, that's good to know.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
That's one thing I like about this culture is that you see someone you know, you give them a big hug, you kiss them on the cheek, even if you just saw them yesterday, because it's just the way you greet everybody. So even someone you just met, a kiss on the cheek and a big hug, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's a very blessed country. There has a lot of, you have everything. The food is different, of course. We miss the food.
Oh, yeah, I got to find out. Tell me more about the food.
Yeah, we're hungry.
Yeah, exactly. So what are your favorite foods?
Empanadas.
Oh, yeah.
Chilean empanadas are good.
Very good.
I mean, they're
humitas. Explain what humitas are.
Humitas?
Like grinded corn.
It's like a mix of corn, spices
all grinded together. And then you wrap it around in a corn husk and then you boil it.
It's a little bit like tamales.
Okay.
It's the same family.
Same idea.
Wow. That sounds like you guys have some pretty special food there.
I don't know if all of you could sort of mention maybe an episode that impacted you, made you think about something, like maybe a friendship or your relationship with God.
For me, I'd say Nothing But the Half Truth. Mm. I like that episode because it really built my conscience for doing that, because a lot of the time I used to say half truths and get away with it. And then I listened to that story and I immediately stopped.
That's great, Ray.
I would say that a lot of episodes, like I'd say, would bring comfort, like especially the Barclays, when George Barclay starts in the ministry.
Yeah.
And I think I just kind of could sympathize a bit with that. I know there's several other favorites I had, but and I think I need another moment to think of
it. There's only 800 and something of them. So,
while you're thinking, I do have to ask you this. I understand that there are 1,300 volcanoes on Chile, and a lot of them are active volcanoes.
You actually can see a volcano from here, and it's active. There was a warning the other day. That's a volcano.
Okay, yeah. I can see some smoke a little bit, too.
And you get volcano warnings to let you know when they're, kind of volatile?
This volcano is always active. Chile has a culture on earthquakes and volcanoes, so people get very relaxed. And if an earthquake comes, and everybody keeps talking, and it's not a big deal. So that's a good thing about Chilean people.
I just remembered the Aussie story. I can't remember who it was, but there was a super bad earthquake, something like that.
There's an earthquake when Eugene goes to L.A.
Oh, right. That one.
Right. That was called The Fifth House on the Left.
Yeah, that one.
You like that one. listen, we've got to get to our next stop, but it has been a blessing being able to talk to you folks. So you guys, obviously, there's a lot of love and a lot of joy in your family, and we're so glad that you've made Odyssey part of that.
And I just want to say really quick, thanks so much to Odyssey, just that, because with all the change, it's just really nice to have Odyssey being constant. And if I ever feel like, I don't know, sad or stressed, I just turn on some Odyssey or something funny. And it's really nice because you get all the like seriousness of a good like action story, but you also get the funnies and like spiritual advice. It's really good. And I feel it's really helped me with my faith as a Christian. And I just want to say,
Amanda, really well said, and just so cool to be able to talk to your family and meet all of you. Again, I feel like we are family. And of course, we're in God's family. We're in the Odyssey family. And thank you again for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you. Lord bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Where to next?
Oh, well, next up, we're going to... Uh-oh.
What's wrong, Bob?
Didn't you hear it? The Imagination Station just lost power.
If the machine lost power, how are we still in Chile? I mean, isn't the Imagination Station running this whole thing in our minds?
I've never quite understood how that works. I gotta ask the writers.
So how do we get to our next stop? Or more importantly, how do we get home?
Two very good questions. And the answer is, I have no idea.
So we're stuck in Chile.
Well, there are worse places to be stuck.
Ah, I guess you're right. Is that a volcano?
Yeah, could be.
Well, when the Imagination Station gives you ground beef, make empanadas.
Yeah, I guess that's all for this edition of the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Join the club like all the wonderful folks on today's episode at aioclub.org. And maybe they won't be the only member in their countries anymore.
We'll be back to visit more countries and more club members next time. Well, if anyone turns the Imagination Station back on, that is. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure. Hey, Pablo, any chance you could add a couple extra place settings for us at dinner tonight?